Good afternoon to you. The President and Executive Secretary of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, the Acting Executive Secretary of the Private Newspaper and Online Publishers Association, Ghana, the leadership of the Ghana Journalists Association, present here, colleague media practitioners, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
You didn't respond, right? This afternoon, three key institutions with representation on the National Media Commission. And I stress, with representation on the National Media Commission, NMC, have invited you here to address some pertinent issues in the country's media landscapes, particularly the recent cases of assault on journalists and related matters. We are here to express grave concerns at the recent attacks on media practitioners and organizations. The phenomenon is alarmingly increasing in frequency, and as a media fraternity, we cannot sit aloof and allow the situation to get out of hand. The 1992 Constitution clearly states the rights, freedoms, and independence of the media and how we are practiced without any form of control, interference, or hindrance. There are other existing laws that govern the work of the media and its practitioners in Ghana. Moreover, as media practitioners, we are enjoined by our responsibility to constantly inform and educate our audience of happenings in the country. It will be recorded that on Saturday, October 7, 2023, during United Television's, UTV's primetime entertainment show, United Showbiz, some activists of the New Patriotic Party, NPP, invaded the studio of UTV, disrupting the live program, assaulting two employees of the station, and further threatening to assault the hostess and guest on the show. The Ghana Journalist Association, GJA, the Independent Broadcasters Association, GIBA, and the Private Newspaper and Online Publishers Association of Ghana, PRINPAG, have taken note of the ruling by the Achimota District Court on the 16 oligarchs who were arrested and prosecuted for attacking the students of UTV. Excuse me. On Monday, October 16th, 2023, the oligarchs were charged with the offense of conspiracy to commit crime and rioting, and arraigned before the Achimota District Court, which found them guilty of the offense. We wish to commend the police and the court for the speedy prosecution and conviction, as we have demanded in the wake of the attack. In a similar case, in respect of an attack on Dagbon Radio in Tamale early May this year, the police and the Tamale District Court have prosecuted and determined the case speedily. However, while commending the police and the court for the speedy prosecution and conviction, we are of the opinion that under the circumstances and based on video evidence of the happenings on that fateful evening, the charges preferred against them were not far-reaching, because their actions should have resulted in the investigation and attraction of the following charges. And I name them: 1, unlawful entry; 2, rioting; 3, rioting with weapons; 4, assault and battery; 5, causing harm; 6, threat of harm; 7, unlawful assembly; 8, offensive conduct conducive to breach of the peace; 9, forcible entry; and 10, allegedly carrying offensive weapons. The charges of conspiracy to commit crime and rioting, in our opinion, are inadequate, soft-handed, and minimalistic, to say the least. We acknowledge that the judge has the discretion of either imposing a custodial sentence or fine, which is also a form of punishment under our criminal jurisprudence, which may have informed the magistrate to opt for the imposition of a fine. It is our view that the option of fine imposed is not deterrent enough. That may largely be due to the fact that the charge preferred by the police were not thorough enough. We believe if all the offenses mentioned above had been investigated and preferred against the tax, stiffer punishment would have been imposed on them than the fine of 200 penalty units each. We appeal to the judiciary to consider offenses against the media as aggravating offenses, especially when these actions are premeditated, because such actions have the tendency to put fear in the media, leading to self-censorship and thus promoting the culture of silence, which is inimical to the concept of media freedom and independence as guaranteed by the 1992 Constitution of Ghana. Nevertheless, the media fraternity has been vindicated on our position that what happened on that fateful evening was reprehensible, to say the least. At this stage, we, the leadership of all media associations, are aware that the options available to us is to consider supporting our affected members to either urge the prosecution to consider appealing against the sentence or criticize the decision. We have, however, referred the matter to our lawyers for advice on the way forward. The court has spoken, and we, as law-abiding citizens, accept the decision of the court, believing that this will serve as a signal to all and sundry that never again